of the 9 to 5 salt mine?
I am not a morning person. Wake me at 10.
Do I have a day off?
I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
I really got to get some sleep.
I sleep practically naked.
We got to get to work.
I just want to sleep for 3 days.
My job... Don't get me started on because it really annoys me.
I think I might need to lie down.
Back to work, everyone.
We come in day after day.
I am very angry and sleepy.
I spit in your mouth while you sleep.
I couldn't sleep last night.
I only got 11 or 12 hours sleep last night.
I think, folks, I just dozed off with my eyes open.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
Despite serious blowback from some of his fellow Republicans, House Speaker Mike Johnson is advancing plans for weekend votes on foreign aid bills. Secretary of State Blinken is among G7 foreign ministers meeting in Italy for talks focusing on the latest crisis in the Mideast. It didn't take Senate Democrats long to shoot down two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. There will be no impeachment trial. Back to court today for former President Trump. Jury selection for his New York criminal trial resumes in Manhattan. Numerous homes and businesses have been damaged by powerful storms swept across northeast Ohio last evening. A suspected tornado touched down in Windham. It's about 30 miles southeast of downtown Cleveland. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 45 points. NASDAQ futures 31 points higher. More details, SRNNews.com.
Hard to find agreement on much these days, except here's one thing. How we pay for health care. It's too complex, it's too expensive, it's frustrating. Very few people are happy with it. And some people have genuine moral reservations about some of the stuff they're now forced to pay for. This is why MediShare is so refreshing. Hundreds of thousands of people have joined and are much happier with it. And not just because they're glad to be part of a Christian community that shares with each other, or how it all works so reliably, or the exceptional customer service, or the massive network of providers. With MediShare, you save a substantial amount of money. For 30 years now, members have been saving an average of 50% on their health care, because when you share, you save. And you don't have to sacrifice your values to get real value and something you're much happier with. Call now, 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Amateur. Radio Day.
All we hear is radio.
How about a little radio?
International. Complete amateur.
Radio Day.
Radio Day.
Don't change my radio station.
Radio transmission. Transmission.
I'm an amateur.
It is Amateur Radio Day, and we're going to do our best to celebrate.
Yeah. A lot of ham radio operators out there. Not
yeah.
as many as there used to be, I don't think.
True. In fact, let me say good morning to my friend Lou, who is a ham.
Okay.
And he's the guy you want to know when the EMP explodes and nothing works but ham radio.
I never went the full way to get my license, but I'd learned the code, and I could do 5 words a minute on the code, and that was part of it. But yeah, I've got a lot of friends who have been ham radio operators over the years.
My Uncle Bill was an electronics genius, and he had a full ham setup, but I was too young to understand. I mean, it was cool, you know, the microphone, the whole setup, but I was too young to really get into it at that time, and then they moved, so I missed out on that chance.
I like it when it used to be on shortwave radio. Now they're on VHF. They actually bounce off VHF towers, but I like the old days of the shortwave radio type traffic.
10 minutes after 6 o'clock, I know we were talking before the show, like, what is there to get excited about these days?
We're in the doldrums right
it
now.
It really is. Like, what?
For a while there was, you know, the eclipse and just all kinds of stuff going on every day. But this week, kind of quiet.
I'll be doing some writing this week, and I am submitting my first piece to 1819 News.
Oh.
It's called the American Inquisition, Rich.
Now, so, wait a minute.
Can't even...
yeah. So, will this be a published thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And the main magazine coming for Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Go to MSN.com, and they're just the most obnoxious... I don't want to go there.
Well, they don't even cover any Trump news conference. Nothing.
They should just publish a story that says, why don't all boomers die? Just go away, because you're really getting in the way of us implementing our perfect society. And my reply to that is, go yourselves, okay? I mean, do us all a favor.
They don't even...
good and hard.
They don't even try to be apologetic for their far left...
No.
This.
It's off the charts. Off the charts. In fact, I'll look for an example in a moment right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
We've been enjoying some quiet weather. There was some rain on the radar yesterday, but up in North Alabama. And I think today there will be rain on the radar, but mainly in North Alabama. Could there be a shower somewhere in the area today? I've got the rain chances under 20%, so we're going to de-emphasize that. Another warm day today with a high around 86. Mostly cloudy through tonight. Tonight's low 66. Tomorrow, with a high in the upper 80s, we will be perhaps teasing the record. The record is 89 on Friday, and we'll be somewhere in the upper 80s. Limited sunshine tomorrow with widely scattered showers with thunderstorms. A relatively small chance here in this part of the state. 84 the high Saturday. We'll kick up the rain chances just a notch on Saturday. Some spotty showers, maybe a thunderstorm. But showers and storms are much more likely on Sunday. And get this. Sunday is much cooler. I told you we're in the upper 80s tomorrow. How about only the 60s on Sunday? Wow, that's a big deal. Right now this morning, it's mostly cloudy and 66. Maxwell's at 68 at 612.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Greetings, everyone.
Today is April 18th.
We are celebrating April 18th. It is National Animal Cracker Day.
Get for those animal crackers.
You want some animal crackers?
Crackers.
Animal crackers.
You ordered 38 boxes of animal crackers.
You want an animal cracker?
We don't even make animal crackers anymore.
Well, you better get cracking.
Happy National Animal Cracker Day.
Showtime!
That's what it is. 613 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Somebody sent me a really funny video.
What is it?
That's something where you see the pictures in motion. And it's a guy's working some kind of a piece of equipment with thread. And he goes to make some kind of maneuver and winds up getting bailed. He doesn't get hurt, but he gets like mummified in twine.
Oh, I bet that's funny.
It is. And I hate it when I get something like that and then I can't find the damn thing.
I just saw a video of a tornado yesterday that is the most interesting looking tornado I've ever seen.
Really?
And I hope I can find it to send it to you so you can post it. I'm going to look around. I saw it on the air on one of the networks here just a few moments ago. Wow.
The anniversary of the one I actually did experience in Oak Lawn, Illinois.
Is that today?
No, that's the 21st.
Yeah.
That was the same year we had the unbelievable blizzard. In fact, the last of that snow had just melted a few days before that tornado hit. That's how much it left behind. But the one tornado that I find spellbinding and mesmerizing is the Tuscaloosa storm. There's so much close-up video of that.
And we're coming up to the anniversary of that on the 27th.
Yeah.
And I was narrating it live on the 5 o'clock news. It was right behind me.
I was watching you. I had you on in the studio, and I'm looking and think, this must be a piece about the anniversary of some tornado. And then I saw the word live on the screen.
Yeah. So I'm realizing in my mind that a bunch of people are about to die.
Yeah.
But you're trying to spit out, you know, sentences and paragraphs while people are yelling in your ear stuff, information. It's amazing.
I am going to look for this. I'm going to conduct a personal manhunt for this thing. Then I'm going to go out and smoke. We have Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People. My question is, how many of you out there read Time Magazine every week?
Yeah, right?
So who cares who they think are the 100 most influential people? Especially when you see Dua Lipa on there. And who is Elliot Page? Now, there's a few names that belong. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Good example. But most of these people, I don't understand. What do you need to do to make this list? The first lady of the Russian opposition, you know, Yulia Navalnaya.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Household name.
America Ferrera. These things, I'm just going to throw it away now. I'm not going to waste any time on that later. I just wasted time on it now. One thing you don't want to waste is an opportunity to see all the furniture there is to see when you're shopping for it. And Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, a visit there will make sure that you've seen it all. Even if you visit other stores, why would you pass up a chance to see 60,000 square feet of every type and style of furniture there is, including some really cool new home entertainment centers that accommodate the large screens of today? They've got those, and of course they come with cabinetry and so forth, so you can throw all the remotes you'll never use again, or like all the cell phones you have not used in 10 years, be able to store those somewhere that looks really nice. And 50% off the top ticket price through the end of the month at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Two people that make a big difference there. Stella Beard is a sales consultant, and she's been managing Kaiser for a long time now and knows the inventory inside out. And just added Leslie Wolfolk to the staff, who is a decorator who can help you create a theme for a room, or if you're looking for a piece that really matches and you want that professional opinion, it's there for free. Not to mention, you can go big, $1,000 or more. You can do it on a Synchrony luxury account at 0% interest for qualified customers. And you'll save on sales tax. When you buy furniture, you're spending some money. So the sales tax can make a significant difference when it's 8.25% as opposed to 10%. The idea being, shop wiser by Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. They're at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Get a great sneak preview of their very incredible inventory, because they do cover it all. At Shop Kaiser, KYSER, ShopKaiser.com. 1819 News at 6:18.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
Both of the legislative committees in the Alabama House and Senate have approved bills that push back a certification deadline regarding the upcoming presidential election. The change would be to accommodate the Democratic National Committee, which will officially choose their candidate, presumably Joe Biden, 4 days after the deadline to submit that candidate's name here in Alabama. The change in the deadline for certified candidate names goes from 82 days before the November election to 74 days before the election. Alabama is not the only state with a deadline issue for Democrats. Ohio has the same issue. This recent bill was proposed by Democrats, but was also passed out of committee with the votes from Republicans, who say that making it possible for Democrats to put a name on the ballot is simply a matter of fairness. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
Another biting incident has occurred that involves a police officer. This time the case occurred in Mobile. 22-year-old Chloe Waltman of Grand Bay is facing second-degree assault charges and resisting arrest. Waltman apparently bit an officer that had arrived to a domestic disturbance call. Waltman's bond hearing will occur this coming Friday. An American who was part of the Olympic trials in Montgomery has now gained a spot on the Olympic team. Evie Liebfar of North Carolina will be part of the women's canoe slalom after she achieved the fastest time while trying out at Montgomery at the Whitewater Park. The new water park hosted the U.S. Olympic trials just last weekend. 70 athletes came to Alabama to take part in the kayak and canoe races. Further qualifications will take place in Oklahoma City to complete the Olympic teams. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung. young at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $2,953 for 1,000 financed. MSRP $37,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 months. Lease with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, care, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to the Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertiser.
My advice to you: start drinking heavily.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, welcome to the sales team. Here, you can have this cup.
That's good.
Oh, you like it?
What is it?
It's radio station coffee.
Oh.
The morning show always seems to make a pot right before they leave. Then it just sits here all day.
I kind of like it.
Well, here's more. The pot itself hasn't been cleaned since about 2016.
Is that a hair in it?
Probably so. They use an old microphone windscreen as a coffee filter.
Windscreen?
It's that fuzzy ball on the end of the microphone. All the DJs talk into the same one, and they never clean it. DJs, they're a funny bunch.
The more you tell me, the more I seem to like it.
I know. And here's the best part. It's free.
Free?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Company pays for it. That's why nobody complains. You can't beat free coffee. Hey, what do you say we take these and go watch the DJs through the windows? They're like monkeys in a cage.
Radio station coffee, made by an intern with bad hygiene.
Each new day, it's harder to be enthused about your oatmeal and cup of tea.
But here is a show that makes you want to wake up and open your eyes.
Lucky there's this radio guy. Lucky there's this guy who wakes up before you do. Every day's another
big surprise.
Here's your more.
Hey, thanks for the, oops, big buildup, but not today.
Well,
stop this. I'm trying to post a video here, and it's not working. I still can't find the guy that got caught up in the bailing machine. This is a precocious cat causing a catastrophe.
Is that coming from you? Oh, okay. I was wondering if that was coming from my device, that noise. I'm looking at this Ring neighborhood picture from my neighborhood of some young guy ringing doorbells at 1:50 a.m.
1:50 in the morning.
Yeah, he's just coming up to doors. But thank God for Ring doorbells now, where you can get a video.
Well, you know, yesterday we played a lot of the audio from the city council meeting on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was infuriating. The people that spoke were awesome. And they're telling stories of personal tragedy. One gentleman talked about an incident at a gas station where some punks, and they had automatic weapons. The gas station operator called the police. The police showed up. They left. Nothing happened. And then the punk shot up the store.
Yeah.
Nobody arrested. The incident on Atlanta Highway. We did hear some hopeful news. That's the woman that was paralyzed.
She's paralyzed.
In the crossfire.
Crossfire at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday near Red Lobster. Yeah.
But C.C. Calhoun seemed in the middle of this, the mother of that woman, in the middle of this passionate story, reminding you've got 1 minute left.
Yeah.
It was a 3-minute time limit. That's his priority. So I posted that, in case you haven't seen it or gotten it from somebody on Facebook, I posted it this morning and cue into the 32-minute mark for the best of the citizen comments.
Yeah.
And you tell me, prove me wrong, they don't give a rat's ass about doing anything. We're going to have a summit with Selma, the blind leading the blind.
To a lesser extent, the thing that happened on my street where, you know, sure enough, five police cars showed up after somebody started shooting up in the sky in front of their house. But they left. They didn't do anything.
That's our police department's motto. There's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
It seems to be what you hear every time they're called into a situation.
And we got them back out there again because the whole neighborhood was outraged. And they said, there's nothing we can do about it.
There's nothing we can do.
Yeah. They won't answer the door. Oh, I see.
It's just unbelievable.
Did you politely knock?
And I don't think it's much of a secret that we're way understaffed on the police department. But if they're not going to do anything, why hire more? You know, that's, you start to get jaded. We deserve better than this. We got a 10% freaking sales tax in this town. It's one of the highest in America. And we deserve better. And there's another meeting in 2 weeks. So I'm even thinking about going to that one and scheduling time.
Yeah.
Because I would love to have a meltdown.
You know what? You should say media first.
That's right. Hi. I represent media. Aren't you impressed? Really, Rich. It's just, I love this town because I love the people in this town.
It's just getting scary.
Very. And
that guy that called yesterday pointed out, and it's true, how many people who are moving out of town. Even my doctor, who still works in Montgomery, moved to Auburn because he said he couldn't handle it anymore.
Everybody wants to live in Auburn.
Well, it's really a nice town.
It's gorgeous. It's been a couple of years since I've been there, but not too many years ago, it was rated the number one small town in America to live in, or best place in America to live in.
Also, great schools, too. Great public schools in Auburn, something we don't have.
But I heard from a friend who has a friend in Auburn who likes to bike ride, mm-hmm. and he got attacked.
Oh, yeah?
While he was riding his bike.
Oh, uh-huh.
So stuff happens there, too. Yeah. But at least there, a witness called the police, mm-hmm. and they showed up.
Well, I'll tell you, if it wasn't for the commute, it'd be nice to live.
You know, I commuted 61 miles each way for 2 years from Fort Lauderdale to West Palm Beach.
Yeah.
It can be done.
Yeah.
And it's certainly worth thinking about. But I'll bet real estate there is really high because everybody wants
everybody
to live
wants
in Auburn.
To be there. Yeah.
With whom are we speaking this morning?
Hello.
Station Wagon Pete, Greg.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Station Wagon Pete, or SWP as you're known to your close and intimate friends?
What's up?
Hey, you know, you're talking about everybody's leaving Montgomery because of the crime. The only thing is, wherever the people move, that's where the crime follows them.
Yeah. Well, I know. You're right.
Look, I'm not being naive. I know there's always going to be crime. I want to at least feel like the police are trying, and our police commissioner, whatever his title, superintendent, is on an administrative leave, and they won't even tell us why, even though most of us do know why. And the relationship there between him and the mayor's wife, and oh my God, it's a joke. And if the election were held tomorrow, I think he would get reelected. So, what do you do?
Well, I'll tell you, it reminds me of Tim Burton's Batman, where Jack Nicholson was the Joker, and Mayor Reed is the Joker, and Montgomery has become Gotham.
It's kind of like that. Steve, Pete, thanks for the call. We got a little static on the line there. All right, I can add a Facebook friend this morning. Somebody dumped me or died. So who are we looking? Well, we'll look for somebody. By the way, if you do have a Facebook friend request pending, you can give me a call at 272-9228. I'm trying to build the group around listeners, which it pretty much is now. 6:30. We are going to get our first look at the roads here in a second, and the timeline with Rich is coming up. I'm going to, I had to reboot this thing. It seems to be working. But I was typing like an entire paragraph and nothing was coming up, and then would all show up at once.
Then a delay, yeah. I've seen that.
You know, and you're trained to, you tap the key, you're trained to see the letter that you just typed there. So hopefully that modern fix. Why is it that restarting things is how you solve a lot of problems? I don't understand that. Let's restart the day. Banker's son, 22, drowns his alcoholic dad in baptism-style exorcism after picking him up from bar and leaving him in pond, then telling cops, I left him to decide heaven or hell. He chose hell. This goes on in the world. If you're ready for something new in terms of wheels, may I recommend Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. The Ingram family, and it is one of the great and last family dealerships here in the state of Alabama, because there are three Ingrams there managing the store. John is the guy who is, they've always had a great reputation for reselling reliable product, but they've taken it a step further. The vetting process is tougher, and then when they put the car on the floor, it comes with guarantees like a certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select program. It covers all makes and models, Chevys, Fords, domestics, imports, you name it. All kinds of cars, too. I don't know if that vet is still sitting there, but it's a 99 with only 64,000 miles, so if you've always had the Corvette dream.
And red, too.
Yeah, go for it, because the police never notice that when you're on the road.
No, they don't.
Fudging the speed limit. The Carfax vehicle history report has to be clean and pristine, and then they offer roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and that limited warranty so you can drive with confidence, not to mention rental car reimbursement in place. You know, you just don't put those things out there to support the product unless you're really sure about it. So when you shop there, you can look at the vehicles, concentrate on the car that you want that's right for you, your family, your business, or a new driver. In fact, let me take a quick look. I want to see if the under 10,000 category, as they had a bunch and then they sold them all. So let's see. All right, the Jetta is the one that's left. That's 2013. Has a Bluetooth, all your interior bells and whistles, in excellent condition. 5-speed manual transmission, only $7,900. And that's one of the safest cars on the road. That's what we got Janelle for her first car, was a Jetta, because of the safety features. It's a platinum gray exterior with a titan black interior. It looks really nice, sharp-looking car. You know, the first car, you don't want to drive around in something that's going to be embarrassing. And nobody's going to be embarrassed in that vehicle.
You drove a stick before, right?
I did. Yeah. I not only drove a stick, but I worked for stick. JackIngramSelect.com is the place to get started. It's time to love what you drive. Don't forget, brand new Volkswagens, Volvos, Audis, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, and Nissan, all under the umbrella of Jack Ingram. And now, at last, he has arrived.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
We've decided we have the doldrums today.
Oh, oh. We are definitely in the doldrums. So we need to liven things up.
Look elsewhere than me.
It's what is in the air?
Actually, there's nothing in the air. I'm just multitasking.
Love is in the air.
15 different things.
Love is in the air.
All right, that was Ponyo. Who did that song?
That's a good question.
Blue
Label. Remember the Blue Label?
Yes. That might have been an Arista record.
No, it wasn't.
No?
No, it was a guy. Guy's name. Love is in the air.
I think Paul Young. That's the number.
You're exactly right. It's Paul Young.
Wow!
John Paul Young.
Well, really?
Wow. What a savant I am this morning. Maybe we'll open with that some morning. At 6:34, when we come back, the timeline for 18 April 24.
We continue to look really good all around the area this morning. Now, we are getting a bit busy. Got some incoming traffic on I-65 north and southbound to the interchange. I-85, a little bit busy through downtown Montgomery, but no problems. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, or Montgomery at the moment. Buckle up and drive carefully. We're going to keep you updated. At McKinnon Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Glen. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 6:38 with the timeline for the 18th of April, your host, Rich Thomas.
109 days into the year, 257 days are left. We've already learned it's National Animal Crackers Day. We've already heard it's World Amateur Radio Day. And let's see. Oh, I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road. Jimmy Webb song on National Lineman Appreciation Day.
Isn't it Exercise Day, too?
It is National. I was getting to that. It's National Exercise Day, and you and I have kind of been, you especially have been on a kick on that.
I'm a maniac. I did 150 crunches and 30 glute squeezes.
Well, you've got me inspired.
About hours left.
So I'm doing 80 of those crunches a day now, and I'll be at the gym by 10:15 this
morning. So since you're basically handling the segment, I brought my peanut butter and jelly setup into the studio.
10:04 while you're eating while you're listening to the timeline. National Pinata Day and Pet Owners Independence Day. I don't know what you do on Pet Owners Independence Day.
Is it Pinata Day?
Not you know, the thing you hit.
Pinata.
Pinata.
I don't know why I heard pitlada.
Pitlada Day.
Isn't there a county?
I think I may have said that.
I think we should change the name of the show to Good Morning Pitlada. Good morning, Pitlada.
Don't forget, we are. What is our license say? What town are we?
God, it plays every morning, and I hear.
I know we hear it a million times a day.
I'm telling you, we're dense. It's doldrum
day. Is it Coosa or something?
Coosada.
Coosada, yeah.
On this date in 1775, Paul Revere became his famous ride to Lexington, warning Americans that the British are coming. But he didn't actually say the British are coming because they were all British at the time. But he said the regulars are coming. And it wasn't just Paul Revere. He was just one of the guys. He became famous because of that poem. Written by, was it Longfellow? I believe it was.
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
Yeah. On this date in 1831, the University of Alabama officially opens in Tuscaloosa. Oh, boy. 1880, F4 tornado in Marshallville, Missouri kills 99, injures 106, and that area of the country is under the gun again today. This is the date in 1906, the great San Francisco earthquake. Happened at 5:13 a.m. Pacific time, so we're coming up on within about 35 minutes of the actual anniversary. 7.9 to 8.3 on the Richter scale, followed by a raging fire. In fact, the fire really, is what really did most of the damage. 700 people died, 250,000 homeless. The great San Francisco earthquake, which was caught on camera.
And by the way, very famous opera singer was there that day. People noticed him.
Hey, yeah. It's Enrico Palazzo!
The night before he performed, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, as we continue to follow the Titanic story, this is the date in 1912 that the RMS Carpathia brings 705 Titanic survivors to New York City. Can you imagine the drama of meeting those people who are coming off the Carpathia after that Titanic disaster? On this date in 1923, the first game played at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees beat the Boston Red Sox 4-1. Babe Ruth hit the stadium's first home run. Two men were arrested for scalping because one tried to sell his $1.10 ticket for $1.25.
Greed.
I know, geez.
There's nothing new about greed.
In 1924, first crossword puzzle book is published. The first laundromat opened on this date in 1934 in Fort Worth, Texas. Remember laundromat days? Did you ever go through that phase in your life? No?
Not really? I've used them once or twice, and mostly because I had something that wouldn't fit in the machine. So you have to go for one of those commercial size things.
It's kind of creepy that other people's dirty clothes were in the same one. 1942, the Doolittle Raid on Tokyo, the air raid, now famous. The Tokyo Raid actually did little damage. It was just a shock factor because they were trying to protect the
Well, the Japan warmongers had convinced the people that
they could never make it to Japan.
And we were the first people to attack them on their home soil.
Yeah. Of course, those guys had to land in China, and some of their stories were not too...
No, in fact, a number of them didn't make it at all.
That's true. Yeah.
And Russia was our ally, right? During the war?
Right, yeah.
One of the planes flew to Russia and landed there, and they kept those guys in jail.
Yeah.
What an ally they were.
Yeah, right. With friends like that, who needs enemies?
Exactly.
1955, super genius Albert Einstein died in Princeton, New Jersey. He was 76. 1966, The Sound of Music, Best Picture Award, Best Song. He won in the sound category, Best Director. 56 years ago in 68, London Bridge was sold to an American named Robert McCullough for $2.5 million, and he built it in Lake Havasu, Arizona, where college kids enjoy spring break. Now our song of the day. This was number one in that great music year, 1969. School of Broadcasting students, this is a quick little song. Take you up to the top of the hour of the latest news, national and international news. Sly and the Family Stone. Everybody is a star.
Everybody is a star. Yeah.
tries to bring you down.
We've got another.
Is this the one with the chickens?
Yeah, I've got them ready.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Listen carefully. I've always wondered about it.
Here we go.
Let's make it.
I just did. I just did all of next week's songs. We got another Sly and the Family song coming up in about a week.
I thought so. I was going to ask you. Yeah. I was like,
That is Everyday People.
Yeah.
That one is. All right. 41 years ago in 1983, the Disney Channel started broadcasting. In 95, Joe Montana was retired from professional football. 2002, Robert Blake arrested for the murder of Bonnie Lee Bakley. He was acquitted, though, in March of 2005. 2012, Dick Clark, who was known as what they used to call him, the teenager, perpetual teenager, he died of a massive heart attack. He was 82. Now we got birthdays. Kourtney Kardashian is 45. I don't know any of them. I couldn't pick up. Conan O'Brien is 61 today. Eric Roberts, 68. Rick Moranis from Ghostbusters and Spaceballs. Oh, he was funny in Spaceballs. 71. James Wood is 77. Haley Mills is 78. We're 25 days till Mother's Day. The 4th of July in 77 days. And Thanksgiving now 224 days away. That is your calendar.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now here's
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We're mostly cloudy. I think we stay dry in this part of the state today. There'll be showers on the radar up north, but I've got the rain chances here locally, 20% or less. So another warm day with a high around 86. Tonight's low 66, very mild in the overnight hours. Tomorrow, with a high in the upper 80s, we may tease the record. The record is 89. Limited sunshine tomorrow with widely scattered showers with thunderstorms. A relatively small chance. 84 the high Saturday. We'll take up the rain chances just a notch on Saturday, but still not many. But showers and storms become likely on Sunday. And boy, what a change in temperature on Sunday. Instead of the upper 80s, how about temperatures in the 60s for a high Sunday? So much cooler air is on the way. Right now this morning, it's mostly cloudy and 66. 68 at Maxwell at 648.
CB&S Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CB&S Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Well, you should never eat peanut butter and jelly during the timeline because now it's crawling down my throat. And I want to talk about Don Duncan. You can be a VIP with Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire and save 10% on any work you have done to your car. On tires, everything, and it's very easy to do. Just visit Don Duncan All American Auto and Tire on Facebook, and having that go-to place when the check engine light comes on, or your car is making an odd sound, or it's not starting the way it normally should, preventive maintenance is what it's all about. Instead of having to call a tow truck, get it taken care of with people that will take care of you. If you need to get back to your office or home or whatever to continue your day, they'll help you with that. Just tell them what you need. And then they'll get the work done, let you know when the car is ready, and get it back to you. They've been doing this for over 10 years now with three locations serving the River region, including the Peak, not just up, but the Peak of Mount Duncan in Millbrook. That's the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14.
Wonder if the snow has started to melt yet.
Probably, I would think. They closed the ski lodge up there, so yeah, it's over for the season. 408 Madison downtown and serving Southeast Montgomery from Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Look for Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook and become a Don Duncan VIP. We have your Salem Radio News Network replay and then today's Cheap and Trashy.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Despite serious blowback from some of his fellow Republicans, House Speaker Mike Johnson is advancing plans for weekend votes on foreign aid bills. Secretary of State Blinken is among G7 foreign ministers meeting in Italy for talks focusing on the latest crisis in the Mideast.
It didn't take Senate Democrats long to shoot down two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. There will be no impeachment trial. Back to court today for former President Trump. Jury selection for his New York criminal trial resumes in Manhattan. Numerous homes and businesses have been damaged by powerful storms that swept across northeast Ohio last evening. A suspected tornado touched down in Windham. It's about 30 miles southeast of downtown Cleveland. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 45 points. NASDAQ futures 31 points higher. More details, srnnews.com.
Hard to find agreement on much these days, except here's one thing: how we pay for health care. It's too complex, it's too expensive, it's frustrating. Very few people are happy with it. And some people have genuine moral reservations about some of the stuff they're now forced to pay for. This is why MediShare is so refreshing. Hundreds of thousands of people have joined and are much happier with it. And not just because they're glad to be part of a Christian community that shares with each other, or how it all works so reliably, or the exceptional customer service, or the massive network of providers. With MediShare, you save a substantial amount of money. For 30 years now, members have been saving an average of 50% on their health care. Because when you share, you save. And you don't have to sacrifice your values to get real value and something you're much happier with. Call now, 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Well, if you're coming into Montgomery this morning on I-65 southbound, just before the Prattville Pine Level exit, right around mile marker 183, we have a minor accident is what it's being reported as on the side of the road. Off on the right, a trooper and a vehicle there. Please use caution. Watch out for those folks. In Montgomery, light to mostly moderate traffic. Busy on the interstates, the boulevard. We're seeing a lot of incoming traffic now on 331. Troy Highway, 231 out of Wetumpka. Buckle up. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Come by and check out the next generation compact track loaders at Thompson Tractor. With more power and a larger cab, this machine is built to impress. Join Thompson Tractor at their Montgomery demo event May 9th. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad to. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors, and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, because we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The Sunken Tractor Cafe on Mahurg Road, Wetumpka, has your favorites like garlic butter burgers, gyros, Rubens, and brisket sandwiches. The fryer for french fries, appetizers, and desserts. Plus, beer and wine. Thursday through Saturday from 11 to 7. Sunken Tractor on Facebook for all the happenings.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Today is National Exercise Day, so put on your gym shoes and sweats to go to the gym and sweat instead of wearing them to work from home dressed like a slob. It's the day to wear yoga pants to actually do yoga. Get your steps in by parking your car and walking into McDonald's instead of using the drive-thru. And the inflated prices you see while filling your grocery cart will send your heart rate soaring. So come on, America. It's National Exercise Day. Time to do some heavy lifting. And by heavy lifting, I mean getting up from your chair.
At 6:55, time for today's Cheap and Trashy Celebrity Gossip and Showbiz Report. I'm your Cheap and Trashy anchor, Greg Bedell. You had mentioned earlier about a video of a tornado in Ohio.
No, this was out in the Midwest. I want to, not Iowa, but it is it's a rope tornado.
Oh.
However, there's a lot of debris being lofted ahead, so you got a white rope tornado which is dancing back and forth with all this black soot behind it. And I am still trying to get a good picture of it. I want to show it to you. It's really spectacular looking.
Well, yesterday we had talked about, you know, like a year ago, we were already anticipating the Barbenheimer summer at the box office.
Yes,
right?
We were.
And this year, there's really been nothing. So
nothing coming up.
Miss Murray, our movie maven, gave us a sweet 16 of summer movies.
Uh-huh.
Twisters is on there, and I think that can be. There's enough remakes. They're doing Beverly Hills Cop 4. Come on.
Yeah. Right.
Come on. I mean, this is why a lot of people are just avoiding the theater. There's nothing new and original out there.
Twister is this summer?
Yes. And that has the potential, if they do it right.
Yeah.
If they can recreate the feeling on screen that I got when I saw one.
Yeah.
And the fear.
Let's get the debris going in the right direction this time, folks.
That would be a big step forward.
It's supposed to be counterclockwise, not clockwise.
So, again, you know, more remakes and old ideas regurgitated, but there's a few on the list.
What else besides Twister that you'd be interested in?
Well, you've got a new, speaking of new Deadpool, that's not new, but they're putting Deadpool and Wolverine together
Deadpool,
in the same movie.
I'll watch Deadpool.
And Borderlands has some potential.
What is that?
Really? You think Borderlands has potential?
That's...
You think Borderlands has potential, or...
What's the subject matter?
I'm not the expert.
What is the subject matter?
Sweet 16. Oh, on that, that's a sci-fi comedy action flick.
Oh, sci-fi comedy action.
Based on a video game.
We haven't had a...
Yeah, that's why I'm surprised you saying that it has potential.
I'm looking at the plot. Oh, there it is. Okay, adapted from a popular video game.
Yeah.
I started watching that other one that's on... Flat. Is it Flat? What...
Fallout. Did you start watching Fallout? Okay. Yeah.
Pretty unusual.
It's again, based on a video game. Yes, very unusual. How many episodes are you in?
Oh, I'm into the second one now.
Oh, okay.
And there's a movie called Bike Riders. I got to go see that.
Yeah, of course.
I just hit the 2,600 mile mark on my odometer yesterday.
Wow. You need a new odometer for you.
You know, the first Twisters, for all its flaws, and please don't tell me Helen Hunt is a sex symbol, for all its flaws, was a big hit at the box office and still gets played to death in reruns.
It started a lot of kids into their interest in weather.
Sure.
Yeah, I could see that easily.
As far as the rest of the trash is concerned, a producer getting flack for saying Sydney Sweeney is not sexy. I would disagree. It was a female producer, too, that said it. So she's getting heat for dissing a fellow female. And is it possible to be a fellow female? That's my question.
Good work, boy.
A fake James Bond trailer. Did you see this, Jay?
I did not.
Starring Henry Cavill and Margot Robbie has gotten 2.5 million views, and it's not even real.
Yeah, I did not.
How about this? Was the Golden Bachelor a gold digger? You know, that lasted, 3 months?
Does that, the guy or the woman?
She had the money.
She did? Okay, see, I wasn't, I didn't watch any of that, so I didn't know.
Yeah, supposedly Jerry Turner, they blamed it on family issues, like not being able to agree on a place to live. Don't you generally work that out before you get married?